This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Inna Allaha ya'murukum an tu'addul amanat ila ahliha. That's not the violation is not just between you and the one who gave you a trust. You just violated something Allah commanded. You understand that the mindset of the Muslim changes. You get a job, you get hired, and sometimes in your job, there's people around you that are doing the same thing that could be done in 4 hours, and they're doing it in 40 hours. They take the entire week to do the job. And you look at that culture in your office and you're like, maybe I should take it easy too. I mean, everybody else is slowed down. Why do I have to look like that? And then they're going to look at me funny because I'm doing my job, and you're making us look bad, bro. You know, you're going to make the department, what are you trying to get a promotion? Is that what it is? So maybe I should also violate the trust that my employer gave me. And I should also kind of chill out and take it easy. You know, I could have that mindset. Everybody else is taking a break. I could take a break too. It's not a big deal. Nobody minds. But that trust was not given to you by your manager. The manager doesn't pay your check. The company pays your check. And the company had an understanding that you will make full use of your time. Now, this is a lot of people come and ask the question, no, but sometimes there really isn't any work to do. What do you want me to do? Well, if your employers know that there's no work to do and you want to sit there and play, you know, Crossy Road, or you want to play Angry Birds on your phone, if they know, then they know. If they know, then they know. And for some people, this is even more strange because the employer is paying you to do your job and you're using that time to listen to Islamic lectures. If they're okay with that, that's something else. But if you're supposed to be doing your job and you're like, no, I want to do something, that's un-Islamic. What you're doing is un-Islamic because you're violating a trust that was given to you. If they're okay with it, that's something else. But if they're not, if they don't even know and you're doing it behind their back, then this is an amana you're not giving back. You're violating a trust. The same thing happens with kids at school. When our children are, you know, being entrusted, like, you know, for old, not just older kids whose college tuition sometimes the parents are paying, right? But even younger kids, when you're providing for their schooling and their transportation, and, you know, they get to a certain age where they have a pretty well-developed conscience, when they're cutting classes or they're not doing their homework or they're not, you know, paying attention in school, they need to understand something. They're not just getting away with it at the school, or they're not just violating the rights of their parents. Their parents entrusted them with something. It's not an easy thing to put up, to afford an education for our children. It's not an easy thing. And when you've been entrusted with that, that you're going to make good use for it. Or kids ask, can I have a phone? Can I have a phone? Which is like asking, can I have a nuclear device? But we're okay with giving our kids phones nowadays. Okay, here's a phone and here's, you know, 5G. Take it. Do what, because of course you'll only use it for halal, so it's okay. Because the human being, my children, because they, you know, because we come from a Muslim family and we have last names like Muhammad and Ali and whatever, therefore we are genetically incapable of doing anything wrong with our cellular devices. So it's completely fine. You go ahead. You're not like the other kids. So you're okay. And we hand it over. We don't even train our children with this principle that you have to take something and you have to give it its full right. When you're being entrusted with something, that means nobody's watching over you and you're still doing the right thing. And it is Allah who commands you to do that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. I talked to you about traffic, I talked to you about employers, I talked to you about kids at school, you know, even older kids whose your parents are paying for your college tuition, and you're skipping classes and hanging out with your friends in the student lounge. You're violating a trust that Allah gave you. Allah gave you that. They spent sweat and tears to earn that income to pay for your college tuition, and you're going to go play ping pong? And you're going to do whatever else and not do your assignments? And not put your heart and soul into your education? I don't feel like it. I'm not sure what my major is yet. And this guy's in college for like 4 years and they're like, what's your major? Still deciding. You're still deciding? You know, this is the violation of amana that has been given to you. The blessing that has been given to you. And it's not okay to do that. And it goes even further than that. This one small statement, it is in fact Allah. He's the one commanding you to fulfill the trust that you've been given to those who deserve them.
To do right by people when they trust you with something. In simple English, if you've been trusted with something, do right by it. Just because somebody can't catch you or they're not there, don't go behind their back and say, well, they didn't find out, so it's okay. So it's okay. It's the same kind of trust that exists in family relations. It's the same kind of trust that exists between husband and wife. Not everything has to be spelled out. But a husband knows that, you know, my wife wouldn't like this, this, or this. Well, she's not here, so it's okay. But she trusted me. She trusted me, so she shouldn't be doing that. And the same way the other way around, the wife knows the husband shouldn't be, you know, the husband wouldn't like it if he found out. He wouldn't be happy. He would think it's a violation of his trust. But it's okay because he's not here. And nobody took a picture, right? So it's okay. Nobody recorded it, right? So it's okay. I got away with it. But Allah is recording it. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُكُمْ أَن تُؤَدُّوا الْأَمَانَاتِ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهَا. This is a commandment from Allah. This is not just a violation of a relationship. This is a violation of Allah's commandment. And we have to understand life that way. That every trust that we live with, when we're not able to fulfill it, is one thing, you know, إِذَا قُلْتَ فِي شَيْءٍ نَعَمْ, the Arab poet says, إِذَا قُلْتَ فِي شَيْءٍ نَعَمْ فَأَتْمِمْهُ فَإِنَّ نَعَمْ دَيْنٌ. You know? So he says, if you're going to say yes to something, then you better do it. If you agree, then you better fulfill it. You know, فَإِنَّ نَعَمْ دَيْنٌ عَلَى الْحُرِّ وَاجِبُ. For a decent person, once you say yes, you've been obligated. I'm taking it a step further from the point, based on the Qur'an, once you said yes, Allah obligated you. Allah obligated you. And you're like, well, I can't do it. Well, if you can't do it, then go back and say, you know, فَإِلَّا فَقُلْ لَا. And if you can't do it, just say no. Or I can't do it anymore. Be open about it, honest about it, instead of being dishonest. You know? And so, this is the mentality that we have to reintroduce into the ummah. Oftentimes, we're violating a trust, and we're too afraid to be honest about it. So you're violating it. You're already doing something wrong, but I don't want to hurt this person's feelings. Understand something. Forget about hurting anybody's feelings. You're right now displeasing Allah. That's a bigger problem than hurting anybody else's feelings.
I hope you guys enjoyed that video clip. My team and I have been working tirelessly to try to create as many resources for Muslims to give them first steps in understanding the Quran all the way to the point where they can have a deep, profound understanding of the Quran. We are students of the Quran ourselves, and we want you to be students of the Quran alongside us. Join us for this journey on bayinatv.com, where thousands of hours of work have already been put in. And don't be intimidated. It's step by step by step, so you can make learning the Quran a part of your lifestyle. There's lots of stuff available on YouTube, but it's all over the place. If you want an organized approach to studying the Quran beginning to end for yourself, your kids, your family, and even among peers, that would be the way to go. Sign up for bayinatv.com.